Worker training programs in El Salvador are delivered through INSAFORP. Table of contents. Contact the Central American Group to locate your manufacturing business in one of our free zones in El Salvador. Organizational objective. Worker training programs in El Salvador. Application of vocational training in productive activities. Management and administration. Board of directors. Financial and operational aspects. Financial resources. Form of operation and financing of worker training programs in El Salvador. Contact the Central American Group to locate your manufacturing business in one of our free zones in El Salvador. INSAFORP, the Salvadoran Institute of Professional Training, is an institution that was created by public law. The organization has economic and administrative autonomy and is its own legal entity. It offers worker training programs in El Salvador and is under the direction and coordination of the Professional Training System for the training and development of the country's human resources. INSAFORP was created in compliance with the professional training law issued by Decree No. 554 of June 2, 1993, published in Official Gazette No. 143, Volume No. 320, of July 29, 1993. Organizational objective. INSAFORP's objective is to satisfy the need for qualified human resources required for the continued economic and social development of the country and to promote the improvement of the living conditions of the workers and their families. To fulfill the stated objectives, INSAFORP can use all the modes, methods, and mechanisms applicable to deliver worker training programs in El Salvador. Art. 2. LFP. Worker training programs in El Salvador. The professional training system, directed by INSAFORP, consists of the functional unit of the set of human and material elements, public and private, established in the country for professional training. The latter is understood as any action or program, public or private, designed for training in trades and techniques that provide or increase the knowledge, aptitudes, and practical occupational skills necessary for productive tasks. Therefore, delivering effective worker training programs in El Salvador will significantly impact the socioeconomic development of the country and the dignity of the individual worker. Application of vocational training in productive activities. The law regulates vocational training at the different levels, initial and complementary, and will apply to the agricultural, industrial, commercial, services, agro-industrial sectors, and other productive activities, in accordance with the approved plans and programs. The Board of Directors of the Institute will determine the moment and form in which the sectors of productive activity will be incorporated into this system. Art. 4. LFP. Management and Administration. The direction and administration of INSAFORP are in charge of the following bodies. The Board of Directors. The Executive Directorate. Board of Directors. The Board of Directors has a tripartite structure. It forms sectors that include government, employer, and labor. It is made up of 10 proprietary members and 10 alternates, as follows. For the government sector, 3 proprietary representatives and their alternates, appointed by the Ministries of Labor and Social Welfare, Foreign Relations and Education. For the employer sector, 4 proprietary representatives and their alternates. For the labor sector, 3 proprietary representatives and their alternates. The Ministries of Labor and Social Welfare, Foreign Relations, and Education appoint their representatives through an executive agreement. These individuals represent the government sector on the board of directors of INSAFORP. The representatives of the employer sector that make up the board of directors of INSAFORP are elected by the employer organizations that have duly approved legal status. The representatives of the workers that make up the board of directors of INSAFORP are elected by the confederations and federations of trade unions that have duly approved legal status. Financial and operational aspects. Financial resources. The source of financing for the INSAFORP budget is constituted exclusively by mandatory employer contributions and by financial products derived from investments and bank deposits. Employer contributions consist of 1% of the value of the payroll beginning at 10 employees. In the case of the agricultural sector, the contribution is 0.25% of the payroll applicable only to permanent workers. In addition, Funds for worker training programs in El Salvador are collected by the country's Institute of Social Security. Approximately 93% of employer contributions are contributed by private companies doing business in El Salvador in a typical year. The remaining 7% is collected from autonomous decentralized institutions. INSAFORP does not receive allocations or budgetary support from the general budget of the nation. Form of operation and financing of worker training programs in El Salvador. INSAFORP has its own training center. Vocational training is executed almost entirely by contracting training services to legal entities and natural persons. The cost of training courses and programs includes instructor payment, teaching materials, practice materials, use of equipment and tools, installations, taxes. Financing for the training of active workers can be entirely provided by INSAFORP or under the cofinancing scheme with participating companies.